Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, until Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. The previous Mishnah taught that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of blowing and hearing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, any horn of an animal which is known as a shofar in the Torah can be used. That includes sheep and goats. Those are the two main animals which could be used for the shofar. The focus of the next couple of Mishnayos is what is the best type of shofar to use in order to fulfill the mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah. This Mishnah will bring one opinion, and in two Mishnah's time, we'll see another opinion. So according to this Mishnah, Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah, the Shofar which is used on Rosh Hashanah, Shal Yael Poshut, should be a wild goat's horn, which is straight. It's much less curved than most Shofaris, than most animal horns. It should be straight to symbolize the fact that on Rosh Hashanah, one is concentrated in davening, and his heart and mind should be focused straight towards Hashem. One of the purposes of the Shofar is to cause Hashem to remember us for the good. We want all of that, together with our prayers, to go straight up to Hashem. And to symbolize that, the shofar should be straight rather than curved. Upiv metzupa zahav, and near to the mouth of the shofar, there should be a gold covering. It shouldn't be literally at the top of the shofar, because when blowing, you have to blow on the shofar itself, and not on the gold. However, very close to that mouth part, to the small opening of the shofar, there should be a gold covering which goes around the shofar. And in the Beis HaMikdosh, when they blew the shofar, there would also be two trumpets which were blown by people standing on either side of the one blowing the shofar. This is implied by the Pesuk in Tehillim, which says, that with trumpets and the voice, the sound of the shofar, you should blow in front of the king, Hashem. So on the day that we crown Hashem as the king, and we blow the shofar, so we also blow the chatzitzrus, the trumpets in the Beis HaMikdash. However, shofar marich, the one blowing the shofar, blows it for a longer time, the chatzitzrus mekatzrus, and the trumpets are blown for a shorter time, shemitzvah sayon b'shofar, since the main mitzvah of that day, which is specific to that day, is the blowing of the shofar. That could also be why the shofar is in the middle, whereas the two trumpets are blown on the side of the shofar, and that's why the shofar is blown for a longer time, to signify the fact that that is the main mitzvah of the day which people should be concentrating on.